Hi there, the word for you today is four kinds of givers. In Genesis 41 verse 56, we read Joseph opened the storehouses, or barns, and sold grain to the Egyptians. We've talked about bag people, bin people, basket people, and finally we're talking about barn people. God used Joseph to feed the nations of the world during a time of famine. When Pharaoh's advisors couldn't interpret his dream, Joseph did. He actually gave Pharaoh a plan to not only feed Egypt during the 7 years of famine, but also to feed the entire world and, listen, cause Pharaoh to come out of this crisis a richer man. Look, when you serve God, he can give you information about the future. He can give you not only wisdom to survive, but to thrive even in a recession. But you can't build such a relationship with God overnight. Joseph's journey to the throne of Egypt led through some rough years and territory. I'm talking about years of delay, detours, and discouragement. He experienced betrayal at the hands of his own family, temptation and slander at the hands of his employer's wife, false imprisonment, years of waiting and wondering when God would fulfill the promise he made to make him a leader. But he never doubted God, and you must not either. Look, if God can take an ex-con like Joseph and make him prime minister of Egypt, no obstacle and no enemy can keep him from fulfilling his promise to you. So, if you're a bag person, the scripture says, consider your ways and start putting God first in your finances. Become a tither. Number two, if you're a bin person, the word is, be not afraid. Give, and God will give back to you in greater measure. And if you're a basket person, place what you've got into God's hands and watch him multiply it. And finally, if you're a barn person with a heart that longs to meet the needs of a hurting world, nothing your enemies can do will stop you. God'll bless you.